like you're saying, it won't be the first time, really, that Mr. Museveni's government, you know, trumps up charges against his opponents. They did that to Dr. Kizza Besigye, the rape case, if you remember, the PDRA rebel outfit, which really was the formulation of the state, and then they accused Besigye's team. And you know, Museveni, at his age, doesn't have any new tricks, any new ideas. So the same old tricks are the ones that he pulls out. But sadly for him, we have mastered his way of doing things. So that's why the entire population is aware that these are trumped up charges and they're not falling for this case.
But these are murder charges.
Yeah, but like I've given examples of Dr. Kizza Besigye, who for a long time was in some Museveni's calendar. He had terrorism charges against him, rape charges, and so on. They said he had formed a rebel outfit, terrorism, it's a capital offense, and so on and so forth. You remember that in Arua, they got guns and rounds of ammunition and planted them in Bobby Wine's hotel room. But all of that eventually failed, you know. So, like everything else, all these trumped-up charges will fall. We are not worried about them at all.
The prosecution says the MPs had planned a meeting prior to the alleged murder. Did you have a chance to speak with them or their lawyers in terms of what they intend to plead in court?
So our leaders are following up, these particular cases, but our colleagues are very strong because they know that these are fabricated cases. You know, Museveni used to fabricate and trump up charges against Dr. Kizza Besigye, who was in challenge again. Now, his main challenge was Bobby Wine. So he will target Bobby Wine and all of us, his party members and party leaders. So it's not new. It's the same old tricks of Museveni. But our leaders are very strong. They know that these fake, hopeless charges will eventually fall as well.
The security minister, Major General Jim Muwezi, was quoted in the press as saying that the alleged masterminds should be charged with terrorism. What do you say to his assertion?
We actually want the state to stop trying to cover up and find excuses. They didn't find the real murderers, you know. But getting the position for me and Kampala, no connection whatsoever, you know. One of those particular people, the leaders who arrested, was away for the Olympics Games, very much into sports. The other, Sabinia, was away, you know, in Netherlands and elsewhere. All these things will happen. So these guys should stop covering up. They should find the real killers. If they don't, then we won't suspect it is the state being so, because it won't be the first time anyway that they kill people.
So let me ask you, how is the party doing, you know, having won many seats in parliament in the last election? How are you doing in parliament?
Well, we are glad that our parliamentarians, our parliamentary front, of which I am part, we are doing everything we can to see, to eat, that we keep fortifying the party. If anything, actually, we are involved in doing the work that is meant to be done by the government, you know. We are building hospitals, we are buying medicine for hospitals, schools, and so on, all which things are supposed to be done by the government. But when you have a dysfunctional government, an absentee government, then, you know, the local leaders get to do all these different things. So we are glad that our leaders are involved in all this work.